In this edition of the Bucks Minute Cast, Todd Bowles says that he plans to start Tom Brady. He plans to start Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. What is he thinking when he's starting these players when it's a game with virtually no implications except for Tom Brady's record? Let's talk about all of that and more next on this edition of the Bucks Minute Cast. Keep it right here.
Minicast Media.
10,000!
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast starts right now.
Bucks on 3, 1, 2, 3, Bucks!
This is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast.
Well, hello and welcome into this edition of the Bucks Minute Cast. I'm so glad you decided to join me today. As always, this podcast is free and available on all the major platforms. You can find it on the Bucks Report. Check them out online, bucksreport.com. You can find it on YouTube. Just search for the Bucks Report. And of course, you can find it wherever you find your audio podcasts. Just search for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Minute Cast. My name is Dan Holme. You can find me on Twitter. It's at DanCast. 218. You can find the show on Twitter. It's at Bucks Minute Cast. So in this edition of the Bucks Minute Cast, we preview the Bucks take on the Falcons in a game that has virtually no implications at all, except for Tom Brady's record. Tom Brady has never, ever had a losing season. He's never had a season that was 500. This is ultimately about Tom Brady's record and him having a winning record. Is it worth the gamble? We'll talk about that in the show. Could you imagine anything worse than Brady getting injured? Godwin or Evans or anyone else? It seems to be very questionable. We'll talk about that in the show. Then later, we will talk about Mike Evans coming on strong. You know, he hasn't been in lockstep with Tom Brady, suffices to say, but last game he blew up out there and just had a great game. And then we will talk about the game ahead against the Falcons. But just to get it going here, talking about Tom Brady, even though Brady has achieved so many things, he doesn't want another quarterback to start while he's healthy. And I understand it's a legacy at the end of the day. It's a legacy about Brady having not only 7 Super Bowl rings and possibly 8 at some point, but it's about him having a winning record. Is it worth it to risk some key players, maybe some players that are on the fringe that maybe shouldn't be back, but they're in there, to risk injury to kind of blow up any opportunity for them to have any chance in the offseason? It seems a bit suspect and questionable. But like, you know, we talked about in this podcast, Tom Brady gets to do what he wants to do. And who is ultimately going to tell him no? My view is I'm ready to play. I've never missed a game in my life. I never want to miss a game now. Well, actually, I have missed a few games, but I was hurt. Brady says every game is important. To minimize the importance of a game makes no sense to me. He expects the Falcons to play hard to try to finish strong. So the Bucks will need to do the same. Into that, I say, you know, those are hollow words for me. The Bucs have already clinched the NFC South. There are virtually no implications in this game except for Brady's legacy. And we're kind of rolling the dice and hoping that everything works out okay. But Brady is no stranger to this. If you look back on this, he is keenly aware of the risks. He played in 2009, the regular season finale against Houston. Even though the Patriots playoff seeding had been determined, the Patriots lost receiver Wes Welker to torn knee ligaments. And that is something that is going to have to be talked about for seasons to come. Say worst case scenario happens and a key piece of this team gets injured. We know that this team is already facing a myriad of different injuries. Would you want to add something like a Brady? Because let's face it, if Brady gets injured right now, it's season over. I mean, if you have Gabbert or Trask out there, you ultimately don't know what you have. And like I said, it's a gamble and the Bucs are willing to take it. It seems a bit risky to me. Could you imagine worst case scenarios like Brady, Evans, or Godwin getting injured? Though the Bucs are locked in the number 4 seed in the NFC, Brady insists on playing Sunday in Atlanta. the implications of playing starters in a game that means nothing. And then you kind of take a look at someone like Tristan Wirfs. And, you know, if you don't have a lot of other starters out there, who is ultimately going to protect Brady when he's out there with the football? You're going to have some players that were on the practice squad maybe getting promoted. You're going to have some guys that don't have a lot of experience or just can't stack up against what the Falcons starters can do. So it seems, again, a bit questionable. It doesn't seem like something that was well thought out. So when you take a look at that, we also offer up $5 who could finally play more if starters get pulled on the Falcons. Potentially big days for Kyle Trask, Logan Hall, Devin Tompkins, Keyshawn Vaughn, and Zion McCollum. And, you know, that's for me what I would like to see out there is what do the Buccaneers have in Kyle Trask? This is ostensibly the last season with Tom Brady on the Bucs or potentially in the NFL period. I guess it depends on how the season plays out. So it would be good to see what they have at the quarterback position in the offseason. Are they going to have to go out and draft someone? Are they going to have to go out and make some trades in the free agent market? I guess it remains to be seen. But for me, again, you know, they said that Tom Brady will in fact play. What they didn't talk about is how many snaps he will take. If he's insistent on playing the whole game, I think that's misguided. But say they just have him, you know, take the first couple rounds, I guess that's okay. But I am, you know, very much opposed to having him play the whole game. But like they talked about here, a great opportunity for Kyle Trask, Logan Hall, Devin Tompkins, Keyshawn Vaughn. The Buccaneers are stacked at the running back position, but I would like to see what they have a little bit more in Keyshawn Vaughn out there. We know what they have in Fournette and Rashad White, and it's pretty good out there. But, you know, you want to kind of see what you have in the tank as far as depth is concerned. And we're looking for kind of a big game to kind of see what the Bucs have in the tank and some of these depth players, because one of the things I spoke about in the other show, the Bucs Report podcast, is we don't know how many players are going to be on this team in years to come. There is a true magnetism to Tom Brady for players to want to come to Tampa. And is that going to be there once he leaves? Are these players that were, you know, maybe kind of eyeing their other options going to want to stay here if Brady in fact leaves, or are they going to go on to other teams? So you kind of ultimately want see what you want to have in house before you go out in the off season and try to pick up some players. You might have a viable option in a Devin Tompkins or a Keyshawn Vaughn. We ultimately don't know what the case is there. All right, so after the break here, we will talk about the season of Mike Evans. Suffice to say, he hasn't been in lockstep with Tom Brady. Some of the routes he's run, some of it's Tom Brady. The ball's thrown short. The ball is thrown over. Sometimes Evans isn't running the right route. Can they get in lockstep here when it really counts as we head towards the playoffs? We'll talk about all of that and more after the break. 2-1, Happy New Year from our friends at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. Join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code MINUTECAST for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, a new you, and a new you with no pubes. It's a new year, new balls with the global leaders in below the waist grooming. This year, take your package to the next level with the Performance Package 4.0 and other premium wet products. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll have the signature lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. A grooming routine isn't complete without applying Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver before showing off your 2023 self. These unique formulations take care of the smelliest part of your body and are a big boost to your confidence into the new year. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code MINUTECAST at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use promo code MINUTECAST. Time to feel free and sexy this 2023 with Manscaped. All right, welcome back into this edition of the Bucs Minutecast. I want to thank Manscaped once again for sponsoring these independent podcasts. Once again, take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code MINUTECAST. So in this next segment here, we will talk about the breakout game for Mike Evans. We know who he is as a player. He is one of the best receivers in the NFL, I've got to say. But last game alone is when he kind of really blew up and showed what he had. Brady, in general, was 34 for 45, three touchdowns for 432 yards. Mike Evans, three touchdowns, 207 yards, 10 receptions. With his three touchdowns last Sunday, Mike Evans now has exactly 500 points scored. Only players with more in Bucs history is Martin Gramatica and Michael Husted. So it kind of draws into question what kind of player Mike Evans is. We know what kind of player he has been historically, but the last game in particular, he really showed up and played a big role. And I think that was in large part because Brady and Evans were on the same page. Brady says he has missed Mike Evans too many times this year, so it was good to hit him today. Brady says he thinks they can keep that going. Evans is the first Buccaneer ever to record 200 receiving yards and three touchdowns in a single game. Evans now has three games in his career with three touchdowns. Everyone else in team history has a combined for three. So, wow, just a major game for Mike Evans, and that is what the Buccaneers need, is this team firing on all cylinders at the right time. You know, to say this season has been a bit hot and cold is a bit of an understatement, and it shows as the record is 500. But it seems like the Bucs are kind of fine-tuning their game a little bit, and if you take a look at the last game they played, it was a hard-fought game. The Panthers had a lot of fight into them. You know, I know that it wasn't a team that, you know, this season has been that good, but the Panthers have stepped up and played big. They hope, you know, that they can keep going as the Falcons, they play them. You know, I talked about off the top of the show that there's not a lot of implications for the Bucs. The implications for the Falcons at this point is to play spoiler. They would love nothing more than to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a game that has no implications for them and little for the Buccaneers. So a lot is on the line, and it's a good thing to see Brady and Mike Evans in lockstep. As you know, they do have options out there in Chris Godwin, and what do they have in Gage in that kind of thing? It is going to be a good litmus test for this team. Todd Bowles says, turnovers came in bunches. We got them. We win when we don't get them, we don't win. Says Jake Kamada's remarkable play on a botched punt a Sunday was just instincts on his part. They had not practiced that situation. Of course they couldn't practice the situation. If you haven't seen this play, it is quite an amazing play. I've watched it, I want to say, many times here already, is where it was a botched punt, and then Kamada runs with the football. And not only he does that, he punts the football after he's about to get tackled, and it goes down to the 1 yard line. That's what I'm talking about. Players like that showing up on the big stage, that's what the Bucs are going to have to hope for. We know that Tom Brady hasn't necessarily won these last games, couple of games this year is based on touchdown. A lot of the games have been determined by field goals this year. So you need, you know, kind of the special teams to step up and play a big role in this team. You know, it is going to be needed out there. Bucs receiver Mike Evans has been named NFC Offensive Player of the Week after catching three touchdowns and totaling 207 receiving yards in Sunday's win over Carolina. And then one of the things we talked about over the top is Todd Bowles isn't ruling anything out. He says Kyle Trask has a good chance of dressing for Sunday's game at Atlanta. He hasn't played in a regular season game in his 2 years in Tampa. That's what I'm talking about here. We would really like to see what we have in the tank in Kyle Trask. We don't know who the QB is going to be. I would say, if you're asking me right now, knee-jerk reaction, Tom Brady is not going to be coming back to this team. So it would be advantageous for them to see what they have in Trask and what they have in Gabbert. I think Gabbert is a bit more determined. He's been in the league for some time, but Kyle Trask has not seen any action except for preseason. And if memory serves, he actually got better the more reps he got. So before they go out and draft yet another quarterback, it would only be prudent for them to go out and see what they have in-house in Trask first. You kind of take a look at the situations. We looked at the offseason last season when Brady retired briefly, and we look back on that and think about kind of all the up in arms. Everyone was like, who's going to be the quarterback? We don't know. Are they going to have to go out and sign someone? As it turns out, Brady came back, but they are going to be facing a similar situation, my belief, in this coming offseason. So there are a lot of things to consider. Leftwich said today there are specific areas where the Bucs offense needs to improve. We're awful from third down and red zone. It's disappointing. Those two things for us as a team with who we have. So it's one of the things is they have failed to convert on third downs quite often. Bucs NFL rankings third down 22nd, red zone 25th, and total scoring 24th. So that's what I'm talking about. They are going to have to work on their game. I don't think that this season has gone quite according to script. You know, you saw all the off-season acquisitions, and you thought this team was stacked, but then all of a sudden the injuries came. And as of Friday, no Vita Vea, Donovan Smith, or Logan Ryan. Cornerback Carlton Davis was working with a trainer during the portion of practice open to the media. Wide receiver Julio Jones returned. Quarterback Tom Brady was back after his vet's day off. And Carl Nassib, pectoral, also working. Status is the same for others as well. So it is going to be interesting with only two healthy outside linebackers. Again, Tryon Shoyanka and Nelson. Those guys will play a lot for the Bucs on Sunday. Bull said they'll have to elevate one of three practice squad, either Charles Snowden or Hamskar Rashad, also maybe elevating Justin Schooley. So just some things for the Bucs to consider. Ryan Jensen continues to work for a second week, but Bowles said he doesn't expect him to play this week. Still has 12 days in his 21-day practice window before they have to decide. Again, you know, I think we're putting a lot of pressure on Ryan Jensen to return and be that much of a game changer. He did miss a substantial amount of time. He missed the whole season. Let's be fair. He got injured in the preseason. It's an unfair, I think, to kind of put that pressure on him for like, okay, buddy, you're in here. Help us win the game. Don't get me wrong. Ryan Jensen can play a huge role, but is he going to make that big of a difference? Again, I think that that is kind of unfair to put that kind of pressure on him. Byron Leftwich on the Bucs offense this season. I know it looks bad to everybody, but I think we're the 12th best offense in the league. Ain't that something? We still have a long way to go. Bucs rank 11th in total yards, but 24th in total scoring. Leftwich goes on to say of the criticism of the Bucs offense, which has scored more than 23 points twice in 16 games. When you really listen to people talk about us, it's emotions talking. That's not really people that are watching us get better every week. So, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, I think that that is Byron Leftwich kind of going out there and trying to do damage control for a career. You know, I think he's ultimately fighting for his future in coaching. I would be most surprised if Leftwich comes back next season. I think Todd Bowles will be back next season, but I do not see Byron Leftwich coming back. There have been many opportunities for him, several that come to mind around the league for head coaching jobs that didn't pan out for one reason or another. So for his season, you know, calling the offensive plays to be not quite what it was, let's say the season that they won the Super Bowl, it kind of draws into question, you know, who in fact is going to want his services. I know that there has been some offers from Jacksonville, which comes to mind, but is that offer still on the table considering the season that he's had? I guess I don't know. So, you know, if there's a lot of questions for the Bucs as they go forward here and they play a game, again, like I said, with not a lot of implications out there. Let's not misunderstand anything. This all has to do with Brady and his legacy. He wants to have the legacy of never having a losing season. And if that means he's going to play a game with zero implications, then that's what it means. For me, as kind of a person that's hypervigilant, maybe a little bit, you know, a lot of emotion on the line with this game, is that, I mean, just think of the implications if someone like Brady or some Evans or Godwin got injured. It just seems kind of foolish for me as a fan to put the starters out there with a game, like I said, with zero implications. Everyone talked about it. Greg Aumann, Rick Stroud, everyone said, you know, if the Bucs win against Carolina, they can rest everyone in the final game. Doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. And I think to me, it seems a bit misguided, but I'm not the coach. I'm just a fan here at the end of the day. All right. Once again, I want to thank you for joining me on this edition of the Bucs Minutecast. Once again, take 20% off plus free shipping when you use promo code Minutecast at manscaped.com. I'll talk to you next time.